Many of the nation's largest retail chains released November sales numbers today. Some did well. Others, including Walmart, saw only sluggish sales growth as the holiday shopping season got underway. Walmart says sales at stores open more than a year were up just 0.7% from a year ago. The world's largest retailer blames several factors, including high gas prices, but it also admits to having been caught off guard. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Walmart has based its entire business strategy on offering low prices every day. But following lackluster sales on the day after Thanksgiving, the company admitted its competition beat it out of the gate this year.
I think we were just predictable, and they capitalized on it.
Mona Williams is vice president of communications for Walmart. She says competitors advertised aggressively this year and offered bigger discounts than in the past. Electronics chain Best Buy, for example, was promoting $15 DVD players on the day after Thanksgiving. Walmart opted not to play the loss leader game.
This year, we did the same kind of thing that has always been very successful in the past. We got the merchandise that we knew that our customers wanted. We priced it aggressively. We opened our doors early. But our competitors simply went a step beyond that.
Shoppers on their way into a Walmart store outside Washington, D.C. seemed to agree with that. Several said Walmart's prices for some items were not the lowest this holiday season. Fonda Williams was shopping for a TV last week, but says she wound up buying it someplace else.
Normally Walmart would have pretty good prices on electronics. I did look in the newspaper here, and I didn't see some of the comparative prices that I saw at Circuit City. They just had more of a bargain for the size of TVs and electronics that they offered.
But while media reports were declaring the retail giant in trouble, and analysts were picking apart Walmart's business model, the company defended its sales strategy. Emmy Kozloff, a retail analyst with Sanford Bernstein, says by not drastically reducing prices, Walmart was trying to protect its profits. She says such a strategy makes perfect sense. It just didn't work this year.
The model of everyday low pricing is still phenomenal. And maybe the answer is that, you know, on a day like Black Friday, when the entire world that isn't as, you know, everyday low priced as Walmart, you know, that may not be the day that Walmart does ever compete well. Because consumers say, wow, these guys that have never been on sale are suddenly on sale. I'm going there. I'm not going to Walmart.
This rare slip-up by Walmart caused some analysts to speculate perhaps the company may have reached the limits of its low-cost strategy. However, there are others who say 1 month of below-normal sales is no big deal. The company says it will be looking at what went wrong this year. Ken Burkhardt is a marketing professor at Georgia State University. He agrees it's smart of Walmart to try and learn from what happened, though he says trying to compete with the retailer on price is still probably a losing proposition.
I think what happened is competition was more aggressive than they expected. Again, the other thing is competition can't keep that up forever, because if they're squeezing their margins and they have a higher cost structure than Walmart does, that's going to impact their profitability.
Walmart announced today it is ratcheting sales expectations for the month of December down, though the company says it will respond to consumer demand and cut prices on some of its merchandise. Another factor Walmart is blamed for slower sales this year is high gasoline prices that have hit its core customer base hard. Walmart has not changed its sales forecast for the final quarter of this year. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.